Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Can anyone beat Kentucky? That's the question fans are asking as college basketball's Final Four matchups get underway tomorrow in New Orleans. The University of Louisville takes on the University of Kentucky in Game 1, followed by a duel between Ohio State and Kansas. These four teams have appeared in the Final Four 49 times and own 13 NCAA titles between them. Joining us for a preview is USA Today sports writer Steve Berkowitz. And Steve, Kentucky and Louisville first. And please explain to people who don't live in the Bluegrass State the intensity of this rivalry between them. Because we heard that a fight broke out in Georgetown, Kentucky, between a Kentucky Wildcat fan while he was hooked up to a dialysis machine and a Louisville Cardinal fan who was waiting to get on the machine. Is it really that bad?
It's pretty intense there. You know, the basketball is a really, really big deal in that state, and these two teams play each other every year. If they were in the same conference, this rivalry would be the same as, you know, Auburn, Alabama in football or Duke and North Carolina in basketball. It's real intense, for sure.
So UK under coach John Calipari are heavily favored to go all the way and win their first title since 1998. The Cardinals are coached by Rick Pitino, who used to coach Kentucky, and there's no love lost between him and Calipari. As you know, these two teams played a hard-fought game back in December, and Kentucky came out on top. Can Pitino pull off an upset this time around, or do you think Louisville will just be in awe of the Wildcats?
Well, the one thing Louisville won't be is in awe of the Wildcats, that's for sure. I mean, the way those teams played earlier in the year, it was a game that was in Lexington, and Louisville ended up losing the game, but the game was very, very competitive. It was very, very hard fought. Kentucky really badly out-rebounded Louisville in the game, but Louisville was able to hang in most of the way. Now, there's no question that Kentucky, in terms of talent, is the better team. But we've seen these kinds of games in the past in the Final Four. UNLV looked invincible about 10 years ago, and Duke took them out. So it's possible.
But in the end, Kentucky to win?
I think Kentucky will win. I mean, I think it depends on how well Kentucky plays. If Kentucky is playing its best game, they're the best team.
Let's move on to the other matchup, Ohio State and Kansas. These two teams also met earlier in the season, back in December, and Kansas took that one. But Ohio State was without its All-American power forward, Jared Sullinger. Now both teams will be at full strength tomorrow, so what are you going to be looking for?
Well, I mean, I think that game earlier in the year, if anything, gives Ohio State a little bit of an edge. I throw the result out a little bit because Sullinger didn't play, but that was a game played at Kansas. Ohio State was without unquestionably its best player, and they were competitive in that game most of the way. So I think Ohio State may have a little bit of an edge here. The other thing that Ohio State has going for them here is their point guard, Aaron Kraft, who is the Defensive Player of the Year in the Big Ten. He is really, really hard on other teams' point guards. And Tyshawn Taylor, who's been a terrific player for Kansas, is a player who can be really, really good for Kansas, and he can also turn the ball over quite a bit. And Kraft is the kind of a guy who could give him a hard time.
So you're saying Ohio State winning a close one?
Yes, and in my house, that is painful for me to say, as my wife is a Kansas alum and a big backer for them. So this is not a popular analysis here at home.
But it's an honest one. So, Steve, so far in this postseason, there hasn't been that much drama. No buzzer beaters, no Cinderella teams making it to the Final Four. All these teams are top seeds. But overall, what kind of a tournament has this been?
I think it's been really interesting. I mean, I think at the beginning rounds, even though you haven't had a team like Butler or George Mason or Virginia Commonwealth get through to the Final Four, having a year in which two 15-seed teams beat number 2-seed teams speaks to the reason why people, you know, are really, really into the NCAA tournament. So even though you ended up with the heavyweights here at the end, I still think the tournament has played in a way that really speaks to the popularity of the event.
So you've got Kentucky going up against Ohio State in Monday night's final game, and the winner is?
This whole weekend is about Kentucky. If those guys play the way that they're capable of playing and they play to their level, they win.
Well, I'm with you there, being originally from Lexington, Kentucky. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you very much.